The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Monday. Happy 420.
Yeah, 420. Everybody get your bongs out. What are people doing these days?
I don't know. Just, yeah. There's so many different
options. Anything you have,
yeah, whatever
really?
You'd like. Yeah.
Well, Jess, how are you celebrating, for example?
Ooh. I'm actually skipping out on celebrating 420 because there's another celebration that we have here on the JV show, right?
There is?
What's that?
I think there is. Graham, would you like to do the honors and tell everybody?
It's Squirrel Week on the JV show.
Yes! Sorry, that was really loud.
That was really loud.
It's
I wasn't
Squirrel
expecting
Week!
That.
Yeah, you guys, JV show Squirrel Week 2026 is here.
Yes! I didn't realize, God, it's been a whole year. It came by so fast.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people counting down and marking off the days on their calendars, just waiting for Squirrel Week. And I've been doing the same, obviously. I can hardly sleep over the weekend. So excited for Squirrel Week. And if this is your first JV show Squirrel Week, you're probably like, dude, what does that mean?
How did this even happen?
Well, before that, like, you know, what does it mean for the JV show's Squirrel Week on the show? I don't really know. I think we just talk about more squirrel stuff. It's just like, you know, throwing some squirrel content here and there. But it's, you know, it's like Discovery Channel has Shark Week, JV show, Squirrel Week.
It just accidentally happened one year, and then we have to just run with it.
Yeah, no, it's been
every year. It's been going for a while now.
This might be the 9th or 10th annual Squirrel Week.
Yeah, I'm actually very... proud to say that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Proud to be
it's
a member
big news.
Of the
so
yep.
Feel free to share your squirrel related content.
Right.
All right, go nuts. You guys really go nuts with the squirrel stuff, whatever
What's
you want.
What's weird about Squirrel Week, every time it's Squirrel Week, I swear, I see more squirrels out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you guys too?
Oh, yeah. I've already been seeing a few more.
Like, just leading up. Yeah. I know, me too.
That's part of the reason why I scheduled Squirrel Week for the third week in April every year, because the squirrel activity is peaking right now.
Right.
All right. Do we not have a first talkback of the day this
morning? Let me double check that, because I was working on some other Squirrel Week stuff, and, you know, maybe we do, and then maybe, oh, you know what? We do.
One just came in.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah. We do. We definitely do.
Good morning, JV Show. I hope everybody had a nice weekend. I wanted to give a shout out to my husband, Jose. I hope you have a wonderful work day. Hope it's not too long. Hope your week goes by fast. Love you. And this is Melanie from San Juan Bautista. Love you guys, JV Show. Hope you guys had a good one. All right, bye.
That was
All
nice.
Right. Yeah.
That was
well, shout out.
Shout out to
I
you.
I hope Jose
shout
does out. Have a great start to his work day and a great start to JV Show Squirrel Week.
Who gives a fart?
Back to Squirrel Week.
Uh-huh.
If anyone knows how we can get a squirrel in here one of these days, one of the days this week, to celebrate Squirrel Week, wouldn't
oh,
that be cute?
Like a you know, live,
definitely not a dead one. I mean, there's plenty
mascot.
Of those.
That's true. That's a good point.
But if anyone like happens to have a pet squirrel.
Oh, somebody listening right
that's
now.
That's what
to
I mean. Like, can we
sure
can you bring it
squirrel.
In one day this week?
That would be nutty. I can't wait. Yeah, we do need a live squirrel in studio.
Right?
If not, Jess, can you work on that?
Yeah.
Can you go like,
also, can
one?
I say... We would look very cute as squirrels. I ChatGPT'd
oh
us.
Oh, my God. As squirrels.
JV Morning
post
Show
that
on
too.
Instagram.
Yes.
It's on a free.
Squirrel Week.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Let's take a look at the weekend box office. Oh! The Super Mario Galaxy movie number one for the third weekend in a row. At this pace, they're saying it is going to pass the $1 billion mark globally. As for this weekend, though, it made $35 million. Just add that to the total. Number two is Project Hail Mary. And then number three, Lee Cronin's The Mummy.
All right, Bay Area sports in a bit of a lull. San Jose Sharks season ended on Thursday. They just missed the playoffs. And the Warriors lost their play-in tournament game to the Phoenix Suns on Friday, so their season's over without making it to the playoffs as well. Giants took 2 out of 3 games from the Nationals over the weekend, but they're still in last place in the NL West. That leaves the San Jose Earthquakes as the lone bright spot. They're having one of their best seasons. They're currently tied with Vancouver for the best record in the West. Go Quakes!
Woo-hoo.
Is that what people say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or they say go Earthquakes. I don't know. But
Quake sounds better.
Yeah.
After a dry weekend, bring out your umbrellas. The rain returns with cooler conditions. Highs will be in the upper 50s to mid 60s. There is a chance of thunderstorms, and the rain will continue through tomorrow.
Hey, Taurus besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be an 8. A creative spark might hit you out of nowhere, so keep your notes app ready. Your confident vibes are strong today. Expect others to notice that energy you're giving off. This could be a moment of clarity finally showing up that points you towards something you've been weighing.
Oh, that's good.
Oh!
It's squirrel week, so we got some squirrel talk for you next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. On a Monday, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Not just any Monday, it's the official kickoff of squirrel week.
It's squirrel week on the JV Show.
He got a nut.
Morning, JV Show. This is Nadette from San Jose. Happy Monday. Happy Squirrel Week. Just want to dedicate this week to a coworker of mine, Melissa. When she started several years ago with us, we think she may have ran over a squirrel, or she almost did. But squirrel is her theme now. All right. Love you guys.
That's... not hilarious that she did that, but hilarious that that's what she's like known for.
Right now, she's known as Squirrel Girl here at work because she started there at a job and ran one over. Yeah, and I would like to kick off JV Show Squirrel Week with an in memoriam segment, and I can add that squirrel that she killed to this one because yesterday somebody hit a squirrel on my street right in front of my house, and there was a group of vultures standing around it out there on the pavement. I can only assume they were paying their respects to the little guy, so RIP to him. I didn't catch his name.
Did you? Are you the one that ran it over?
No, I didn't. Okay. It was past the point where I drive by my house. So, like, I turned into my house before that. So, you know, I'm not a suspect. Now to a story out of the UK where local residents in South London have observed squirrels who are now vaping. I repeat, the squirrels are vaping, everyone.
Oh, my God. Gen Z squirrels.
Yeah. I guess they saw how popular it is with teens in the parks, and they said, hold my nuts. I want to get in on that action. Experts say that what is likely happening is that people are discarding their vapes and their vape pens and all this stuff, and the fruity scents are probably attracting the squirrels to them. And of course, you know, they do want to look cool in front of their friends. That's probably the main reason that they're picking up the vapes and then chewing on them and maybe activating them as well. We don't know if they're actually getting little vape doses in there. They say it's probably not the nicotine that's attracting them to the vapes, because people have been throwing cigarettes on the ground for generations and generations, and you don't see squirrels running around smoking cigarettes. Well, I mean, just not that often. Sometimes you see
every once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah, there's one out in front of the 7-Eleven that I go to, and he's always out there smoking in front. I'm like, dude, squirrel, you have your whole life ahead of you. Come on. Don't you know the dangers of that? But the vapes, they say, obviously present some dangers for the squirrels for a couple different reasons. One, you know, obviously the contents of the vape is terrible for you. If anybody's still vaping, don't do that.
Everyone
for you.
Is. Oh, my God.
And it's bad for squirrels and wildlife as well. But they say also the squirrels chewing on the thing, they're getting a bunch of microplastics and stuff that they're then ingesting into their system. So that's bad as well. So quit throwing your vapes on the ground. And experts want to remind people that it is very dangerous for wildlife. Also very dangerous for your pets. They say they've seen a huge surge in calls to vets from people's dogs and things like that chewing up their vapes at home and then getting really sick and sometimes fatally. So
scary.
Yeah. Sorry to kick off Squirrel Week on sort of a downer note, but it is cool that they're out there like vaping in the park.
I was going to say, but actually imagine a little squirrel and they're so cute and the bushy tail, but it's vaping. I'm sorry. Not good for you at all, but I'd be impressed.
He's just out there hitting his little grape-flavored vape. Just like, sup, dudes?
I'm imagining a squirrel with, like, baggy jeans and, like, swoop bangs. It's got little swoop bangs in the front.
With its little iPhone.
Yeah, and it breaks out its vape.
Yeah, he's just out there, like, doom-scrolling.
You got a nut.
Uh-huh.
This is so stupid. My one contribution to Squirrel Week this week.
You got something for Squirrel Week?
It's nothing
squirrel
major.
Week on the JV Show.
It's nothing major, but shout out to Vermilion, Ohio. We actually have, you know, we're number one there. We got some listeners there in Vermilion,
Terry.
Ohio. And there was a random, like, white-tailed squirrel spotted there. And you can see the picture, JV Morning Show. This might be a white-tailed antelope squirrel. They don't know for sure. Or it could be a regular squirrel with, like, some sort of, you know, genetic thing going on. But the tail is all white.
I like it. It looks
cute.
Very fancy.
It looks like it's got like a feather. It's like a feather boa tail or something. Yeah. You know, it's like white.
You think
very
that's
fluffy.
Her natural tail, or did she go to the salon?
That's
like, hey, girl, give me the blonde.
Ask. Maybe between the vaping, they went to the salon, you know, and got a different look for the summer, which is coming up.
Yeah, I think the squirrel's clearly it's a dye job.
Like, yeah, right. That,
like, you're not fooling anybody with that tail, squirrel. Like,
come on,
don't.
Your roots are growing out. Come on,
right? I can see if you look right down next to the squirrel butt, you can see the real roots there.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a cute, I guess, kind of a summary look.
I like it.
My contribution.
You're contributing to Squirrel Week.
Squirrel Week on the JV show.
Just a quick little one.
What nuts make squirrels sneeze?
D's.
Cachews. Get it? Because cashews.
Try it one more time.
What nuts make squirrels sneeze?
I don't know. What?
Cachews. I'll work on it.
That was cute.
This is like cashews, but
cashews. Yeah, cashews, yeah. But like shoo, yeah. Cashews.
Got it.
Well,
got
there's
it.
Always Squirrel Week next year.
Yeah, true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Miss Lisa. I'm leaving to talk back because I'm not sure if the crazy cash code is working. I'm putting in coin, and it's saying it's incorrect. So I don't know if it's just me, but yeah. Thanks, guys. I'm not the only one.
You are not the only one. We got a flurry of talkbacks there because we kicked off Crazy Cash, which is back, by the way, giving away $1,000 every single hour. And we give you a keyword and you take that to wild949.com and you type it in there. And look, we said this hour's nationwide keyword is coin. And that's because that's what our boss told us, that this hour's nationwide keyword was coin. And if you were typing that in, it's like, no, it's not taking it. That's because you're spelling coin the wrong way. You need to spell it C-A-S-H. Cash. Because this hour's nationwide keyword actually is cash.
Yeah,
thanks,
it's
boss.
Not coin.
Thank you, boss. It's cash. So if you're spelling coin the old fashioned way, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
So go over to wild949.com with that keyword and type it in C-A-S-H.
Cash.
And then that will get you entered for the $1,000 in crazy cash. Thanks, boss.
Sorry about that. Good luck, everybody. And then all of our keywords moving forward, those are also wrong as well. But Jess went in and she's fixing those.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We can call our boss out. He doesn't listen to our show.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to this hour.
Totally fine. And apologies.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you guys try this ice cream flavor? There is an ice cream shop in Houston, Texas, Red Circle Ice Cream. And every year, when crawfish season rolls around, which I guess is now.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. They put out their signature crawfish ice cream.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
No, it's not sounding good so far.
No.
They say the ice cream is flavored with a mix of Cajun seasoning, butter, and garlic, and then it's topped with an entire crawfish. And they say that they get, like, hounded with calls. People like, is it time yet? Do you guys have this ice cream yet? Before they actually kick it off. Like, it's that good. Everybody wants some of this crawfish ice cream.
I don't want butter and garlic flavors in my ice cream, nor do I want crawfish in my ice cream. Why do we have to mix the...
Why can't
ice cream just stay sweet and delicious with like fun fruit flavors or whatever, you know, whatever the flavor may be?
Because every shop wants to be that shop that goes viral for like the out there flavor.
I get it.
This ain't it, Chief.
No.
Yeah. I don't want...
Like those sound delicious separate. Like, let me eat the crawfish and with the Cajun flavors and everything. And then after that, I'll have the ice cream.
For
but
dessert.
I don't want to have it together.
I got a bad batch of crawfish one time, and I just, like, I've been out ever since.
I've only had a crawfish one time ever in my whole life, and I don't think I could do it ever again.
I don't even know if I've ever had crawfish.
I'm sure. They don't have them at the crab bucket?
I haven't checked.
They throw this couple in the seafood boil. I mean, I'm sure there are ways to do them delicious in the right way, but whatever way I had them was not delicious in the right way, and it was oozing and stuff was...
That's what happened to me.
I thought
that was the point.
I think we just ripped the wrong part.
Yeah, I don't know what... I wasn't a fan. Yeah, it wasn't for me. Maybe if they were like fried up or something, you know, like some different ways to prepare them, sure, I'm back in.
People make them look delicious in videos.
I know, but something about like ripping the head off, or I forgot what end you're ripping off. And then, yeah, I got like there was like some weird stuff inside that I didn't appreciate.
Is that one for me? I'll stick with the lobster and the crab.
Okay, I guess.
Those things are a little meatier and a little, in my experience, more delicious, so...
Yeah, and then someone told me once that crawfish is like the roaches of like the sea, and then I still tried it anyways, but it turned me off. Like just thinking about roaches, it just turned me off.
But that's what they used to say about lobsters.
Lobsters were the same way. And shrimp.
Yeah.
But shrimp are delicious.
But those are delicious. I don't know. I'd be open to trying it again. But yeah, if there's weird slimy stuff all on the inside,
yeah,
you can count me out forever. Graham, what would you like to talk about here?
I want to talk about this hot air balloon ride that went a little sideways in Temecula over the weekend. This is down Southern California, if you're not familiar with where Temecula is. And they do a lot of hot air balloons that rides there. They're kind of like the Napa Valley, I would guess, sort of the Southern California area.
Cute. Anyways,
a bunch of people up for a hot air balloon ride when I guess they said the wind just really, really died, completely still. Now, hot air balloons don't have any way to propel themselves. They rely on the wind to move them around. And you don't want a day that's too windy because then the ride's going to be a little too wild and they usually don't fly. You just want a light breeze and that's going to guide you on your journey. Well, according to the pilot of this balloon, everything just dead calm, and they were running out of fuel, and so they basically just had to make an emergency landing. And they were above a neighborhood at the time, and this guy very expertly touched down, and props to the pilot, and you can go check this out on our story, JV Morning Show, on Instagram, and he lands right in the middle of somebody's backyard. And I'm talking, this is not a big backyard. This is a very very small backyard. Now, the people inside had no idea that this was happening. One of their neighbors actually started texting him and was like, you need to go outside. They landed. The balloon landed in your yard. And they're like, what? And so these people go out there, sliding glass door into their backyard. Again, this thing can't be more than 15 feet deep. The hot air balloon basket barely fits onto the little strip of grass they have in their backyard. And they go out their backslider, and there's everybody awkwardly standing in the basket of the balloon.
They're just like, hi.
In their backyard, like waving at them, like, oh, hey, everybody. Again, you have to go watch this video because it's so funny what they go outside in their backyard to see all these strangers standing there in this basket. That part is just hysterical. I did want to ask you guys, though. Let's just say a basket of strangers suddenly lands in your very intimate sized backyard. It's just small. Are you going to invite them in, let them use the bathroom and stuff?
Yeah, I would.
This is 8:30 in the morning. You're probably like, these people seem like they were still in their pajamas who lived there. And then you have a basket full of people who have been up on a full hot air balloon ride all morning, and they've just landed in your backyard.
If Selena,
you're inviting them all in.
Come on in. If they needed to use the bathroom or whatever, you want a snack or some water, sure.
You haven't had time to straighten up, clean up, and you're just going to invite 13 random guests into your house.
Yeah, this is such a great story.
Yeah, I'd give them snacks, but there's a chance they already went in their pants from being scared of where they were going to land.
Yes.
You'd let them borrow some extra clothes.
Yeah, I would.
You have to go watch this video because there's just like there's huge trees around, and they say the balloon didn't snag on any of them, and this guy, the pilot, literally put this thing down on just a postage stamp size.
So how did they get it out of that tiny backyard? Like, did they just refuel and just up and away from there?
That's
what they did, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. They must have had to do that because otherwise, yeah,
you need
a crane over the top of the house because there's no way to bring this basket through the house. I mean, hot air balloon basket's very large.
It's huge.
I just love when they walk out the back door.
They're posing for pictures.
All the people are just awkwardly standing there in the basket like, sorry, it wasn't our fault.
Oh, my God. That's
here we are.
Great. If you want to go check that out, JV Morning Show, it's right there on our Instagram story.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, my God. So Zayn and Louis, you know, from One Direction, they got into a fight while filming their Netflix show. So if any of you One Directioners were hoping for a full reunion, it's probably not ever going to happen. This Netflix show was, I think, the closest we were ever going to get to that. And even this is, you know, it's a done deal. So filming for this new show, I think we talked about it when it first became a thing. It was going to be Zayn and Louis bonding together while on a road trip, and they're going to make all these different stops and be joined by other people. So while they were filming, Zayn, I guess, thought it would be a good idea to make either a joke or some kind of comment about Louis's mom, who passed away from cancer back in 2016. Sources say Louis then took a step towards Zayn, I guess, you know, looking like he was going to do something about it. But then Zayn punched him in the face. He was wearing rings. Sources say he cut Louis in the process. So there's like, imagine there's just blood everywhere. Yeah. He also allegedly gave Louis a concussion.
Oh.
This incident took place about 6 months ago, according to sources, and they haven't spoken since. They also don't follow each other anymore, so. I would think after that, the show is probably called off.
Mom jokes never. That's one of the golden rules about the mom jokes. Like, if somebody's mom has passed away, you don't make your mom jokes. Like, you just, that's one of the rules of the mom jokes.
Isn't that like
off
common sense,
like,
too. Like,
well, that's what I thought. That's
who's
what
passed
I thought.
Away.
But maybe he didn't know that his mom passed away, and he just made a mom joke.
He definitely knew.
Okay.
There's no way. Yeah, there's no excuse for this. But dang it, there were so many people that were probably excited for this show to get, like, you know, somewhat of like a mini One Direction reunion, and they just hate each other's guts, all of them.
It's not gonna
I think
happen.
It's safe to say at this point.
What if he was just like, your mom is so fat, and then like, but didn't realize that she had passed? You don't
and, like,
think that's
stop
a possibility?
Mid-tracks. No, because you know that.
But then how do you, then what kind of person makes a joke about somebody's mom who actually has
That's
passed?
That's what I'm saying. One that clearly doesn't understand how jokes work.
I or mean, maybe he or, was trying to hurt
like
him.
Like, you're getting punched.
Or a psychopath.
Right.
Or didn't know.
There's no way.
There's no way he didn't know. They've known each other for so long. Like,
right. But they've been out there partying and, you know, doing their own thing for a long time. Maybe they didn't know. Maybe he didn't know.
All right, so let's talk about Rihanna supposedly setting up Sierra from Summer House and Michael B. Jordan.
Have you guys started watching Summer House yet?
No.
What are you doing? It's all the headlines. It's all the drama. It's all the stuff.
Know.
This is akin to Tom Scandoval on Vanderpump
Rules. Like
you
I'm
guys
invested,
didn't ever get into that.
I feel like I'm invested in like the drama that's come out in recent weeks, but I don't think I'm going to go back and watch the show. I'll just kind of follow
make
along
so
in the blog.
Makes sense. But if it's you already knew these people and knew their characters and knew their personalities.
It's too late for me.
What season is this?
Maybe like 10.
See, I'm not joining Summer House Club now. Anyway, so there is a rumor that Rihanna is setting up Sierra and Michael B. Jordan. And if you are not familiar with who Sierra is, she is a newly single cast member, and her ex is now dating another woman on the show. And they were all friends, so it did, mm-hmm. it did, you know, we got some major headlines out of this. Now, last week there was a blind item that Rihanna, if you don't know, she's a massive Bravo fan, and she's even talked about like loving the show Summer House.
Wow.
And by the way, I saw that she even unfollowed, who's the Amanda and
Kyle, her ex-husband?
They're the ones that are newly dating now?
No, Amanda and Kyle are exes now. They were married.
So Amanda and Wes.
And Amanda then started dating other housemate, Wes.
They're the new couple.
Who used to date Sierra.
I saw that Rihanna allegedly even unfollowed the new couple. She's like so invested in them. But anyways, there was a blind item that Rihanna decided to play matchmaker for Sierra, and that she's been DMing her very prominent A-list actor friend who just won an award to try to get them together. And everyone's like, hey, it's clearly Michael B. Jordan. He just won Best Actor at the Oscars. Like, who else could this be? Would you guys be here for that couple, by the way?
Sure. Be a good looking, it'd be a very
good
looking couple.
They did ask Michael B. Jordan's team rep, yeah, one of his people about this, who said, it's just a rumor. He's editing his film and has no time for anything else right now. I'm still shipping them. Like, who are you? You don't know everything about Michael B. Jordan's dating life and who he's DMing and texting. There's still hope. I'm still holding on to hope here.
There's still hope. When you see, if you've never watched the show and you see a picture of, look, the guy West is, he's got a good personality. He's a funny guy, you know, whatever. But then you see Sierra and like, I don't want to get in trouble with my wife, but like, Sierra's very attractive. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And so you just see her all heartbroken over this guy West, you know, when it doesn't work out between them. And you're just like, huh? Like, what?
Right. West, and Michael B. Jordan.
We're talking about two different galaxies of looks. You're just like, what is she so, why are you, right. This is the guy that you're, I don't know. I haven't been able to wrap my head around it, but like, to each their own.
I am shipping her and Michael B. Jordan. That would be insane.
They'd be a good looking couple.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, world champion competitive eater Joey Chestnut has just added a new food to his list of competition wins. This is a weird one. I didn't realize, I mean, I knew Joey Chestnut's won a lot of eating competitions. I guess he holds titles or has won competitions with popcorn, shrimp cocktail, chicken wings, bologna, bagels, and obviously we know him. You know, his biggest win each and every year is at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest at Coney Island, where he just absolutely dominates. He wins that thing every year by just downing an insane amount of wieners. Well, on Friday, the Wichita Wind Surge, they're a double-A baseball team affiliated with the Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
They had a chili buns night at their ballpark, and they invited 10 lucky fans down on the field to try to take on Chestnut in a chili buns eating competition. Are you guys familiar with chili buns?
Is it like chili hot dog but without the wiener? And it's just chili in the buns?
No, okay. It has nothing to do with a chili dog. It is a Midwest comfort food, apparently. They say it's very popular. You're going to be like, what in the Midwest is this? It's a cinnamon roll with a cup of chili.
Ew.
That is a chili bun. It's a cinnamon roll and a cup of chili.
But you eat them together?
Yes.
And how many did he?
Like you dip it or?
I assume that's how they do it, but it's a cinnamon roll and chili.
That's disgusting.
It doesn't sound like it's for me.
No.
I mean, I do like cinnamon rolls. I do like chili.
Love it. Separately.
But at the same time.
But I don't need them together. Now, look, I'm disappointed because it didn't say how many chili buns he was able to put down in the allotted time. We just know he won. I mean, there's no surprise there. No fan is going to come out of the stands there for the Wichita wind surge and dominate him at Chili Buns. But congrats to Joey Chestnut. Yeah. He can add Chili Buns to his list of competitive eating.
I'm so grossed out.
His Chili Buns were probably on fire after eating all the Chili Buns.
Yeah, you know the aftermath of the Chili Buns.
Barf!
It's a Midwest thing, you guys.
All right.
I would try that, though. I would try it.
I would try it. Yeah. Sorry, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Yep.
You should have seen the first time I'm pretty sure I couldn't stop sweating because of how nervous I was. I still get nervous sometimes, not going to lie.
Same, really? Girl. Yeah. Same.
A little sweaty here and there. But
oh, yeah. I start sweating uncontrollably. I can't help it.
Ew, that's so disgusting.
It's a mixture of excitement and nerves, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I can understand.
Performance anxiety? Like you're afraid that you're going to be judged, embarrassed, you're going to mess up?
Yeah. Oh, big time. Yep. Okay. It happens to the best of us. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, you sickos, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG. When you leave us a talkback, we want you to say your name and your city so we can shout you out if you've gotten the correct answer. If you're the first person that gets the correct answer, though, you also get a JV Show Chug Mug. Mm-hmm. And that's better than a shout out, you guys. Slightly.
So get those guesses in. Now we're going to play some of those first talkbacks coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If you can do that, if you're the first person, you are winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You should have seen the first time I'm pretty sure I couldn't stop sweating because of how nervous I was.
Yeah, well, that's gross.
Yeah. I mean, I'm embarrassed, but you know what? It was an experience.
Right. If you ever think you know what that bleeped out word is, you can leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Let's go to your talkbacks now.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Rebecca from Concord. My guess for the bleeped out word is flu. Have a great day.
First time on a flight? Were you sweaty and nervous?
I was nervous, but more excited, I think.
I was scared.
Were you?
Yeah.
I don't remember the first time I flew. I felt like I was pretty little. Yeah. So it's just kind of like.
I was like little. I think it was like early teens. And by then you're old enough to be like, okay, we're going to be in the sky. I was scared.
Yeah.
Morning, JB Show. This is Luis from Hercules. I think the bleeped out word today is interview. All right. Have a great week. Bye.
Ooh, good guess.
That's probably the most popular guess this morning. Interview or interviewed.
That's a good guess. I feel like interviews are always scary.
You doing the interviewing or you being interviewed? Like
being
for a job?
Interviewed. Yeah.
I think both are terrifying.
Yeah. Hey, this is Ashley from Concord, and it's a word, exercise. And yes, I still do sweat.
It's a good guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a great guess.
Not the right one, though. If you want to leave your guess, do it now on the iHeartRadio app using the talkback mic. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then first person to get it right wins the JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You should have seen the first time I'm pretty sure I couldn't stop sweating because of how nervous I was. Mm.
It happens, you know.
Were your hands sweaty?
Oh, yeah. Hands everywhere.
Pits everywhere. Okay.
Yikes.
That sounds messy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hi, JV Show. It's Mac Mac from Hayward, and I think the bleep that word is zipline. Bye.
Zipline. Mac Mac from Hayward. Great guess.
Great guess.
Not it.
Have you ever ziplined?
I think once.
Were you nervous?
No. Maybe a little.
But not the sweaty
not
kind.
Sweating, not sweating.
Yeah.
I just got a new job, and it's so glad to be back on schedule and hear you guys. I missed you, but I'm doing a lot of this. So, Jess, I think the bleeped out word is presented. I get nervous when I present you. Sweaty, I don't know. Anyway, Kelly from San Jose, bye.
Bye.
Presented.
Presented. Oh,
I do get nervous.
Jess, you've ever given a presentation?
Yeah, when I was in college, not a good thing for me to do.
I thought you meant presented like you were presenting at an award show. Have you ever done that, like at the Grammys or anything?
No.
Okay.
And I feel like I would not be able to get my words out of reading a teleprompter. That just would not go well.
No. Maybe not the Grammys. Have you ever presented at like the Oscars?
No.
What about the iHeart Radio Music Awards? Yeah. I mean, that's our
definitely
award show.
No. We don't even get invited to
don't
that.
Get invited.
So,
yeah. Got it.
Happy Monday. This is Veronica from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is parallel parked. Have a good day.
Sounds like two words.
Wait, that's such a good
Jess,
guess.
Jess, you don't look like somebody that can parallel park.
I
no
can't.
Offense.
I really can't. Ruben gets so frustrated with me because he's like, just go back. Like, just go straight back. And I'm
you
like,
kind of
but I can't. And I'm like twisting and turning the steering wheel. And then I am sweaty most of the time that I try. And then when I do try it and I get it on like the first try, which doesn't happen too often, I'm like, well, hopefully somebody was watching.
No one ever is.
Yeah. Except for when you're...
So two things that we should have on your 2020... These are things that you should make as your New Year's resolution each year. Learn how to parallel park. Also, learn how to swim.
Yeah.
Any progress made there?
No.
This summer, we got a little time before summer.
Yeah.
I think it's easier for me to learn how to parallel park.
Got it.
I just feel like I have a fear of the water.
Okay.
Okay.
We got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Emma from Napa. And I think the bleeped out word is drove. Have a good Monday.
There it is. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
You should have seen the first time I drove. I'm pretty sure I couldn't stop sweating because of how nervous I was.
I was so scared. And it was the first time that I was like on an actual road because my brother had been teaching me like in an area obviously where there was nobody else driving. And so the first time I did get on the road, there was a semi coming. I needed to make a left turn. There was a semi coming and I froze because I was like, oh, which pedal do I hit? Like, I just had a moment where I, like, didn't know where to go from there. And I'm pretty sure I was sweating, but my brother and my mom were sweating even more being in the car with me. It all worked out, though, and look at me now.
Yeah, you're here.
Still a bad driver.
Look at you now. Yeah, I haven't excelled much further than that. Slapped a Hey Bestie, Let Me Merge sticker on the side of my car and just hope for the best. Yeah, everybody, when they're first learning to drive, inevitably it's that first merge onto the highway, and there's always a semi coming.
Yes!
It's the scariest thing
ever. You're just like, all my training led me up to this. I don't know what to do. You either speed up or slow down. I don't know, but it's tough to decide which one. Yeah, everybody gets a little nervous on that one. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First, Emma in Napa. What's up, Emma? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning, and thus she shall getteth a JV Show, chuggeth, muggeth, senteth, her wayeth by Jesseth in 3 to 4 business dayeths. Like I said, first correct answer, so she's getting a JV Show chug bung. A lot of people came with the correct answer this morning, so we should probably shout them out, too. They deserve some recognition. Ava in Antioch had it. So did Ricky in San Jose. Jessica in Fairfield had that correct answer, which, again, was drove. Lori in Morgan Hill said it. So did Mylene in Danville. Ruben in Fairfield. What's up, Ruben? What's up? Erica in Pleasant Hill had it. So did Julie in Bay Point. Kira in San Martin had it. So did TJ in Livermore. What's up, TJ? What's up? Danny in Alameda came with the correct answer this morning. Anyone squeak one in like at the very last second?
Yep. Alex in Benicia.
Well, there you go. Alex in Benicia also gets a shout out this morning.
That's it.
If you did not win a JV Show Chug Mug this morning, two things. One, we're going to play again tomorrow, 7:05. But the other thing is, you guys, and Selena and Jess, you may not know this, but this coming Saturday, yours truly, me, I'm going to be out live here in San Francisco, the brand new AT&T store, 1 Powell Street, from noon to 2. Again, the new AT&T store here in San Francisco. It's a flagship store. It's massive. It's going to be big. Grand opening party. And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm probably going to bring a bunch of JV Show chug mugs. So if you can, if you're like, dude, I can never win What the Bleep. I need a JV Show chug mug. Why don't you come down, say hi to me, check out the new store again.
And you'll just hand them out.
It's way easier that way. Way easier to get one because I'm not going to make you jump through any hoops or answer any trivia questions or whatever. You just come up, say what's up. We'll take a picture.
Love it.
And get you a JV Show chug mug. 1 Powell Street, noon to 2 this Saturday.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen out of Oakland. I would love to see Graham at the AT&T store this weekend. In fact, I need to go to the AT&T store. So it would be like, you know, feeding two birds with one seed. But I feel like I'd be completely cheating if I got a chug mug that way. And I'm super conflicted and I don't know what to do. I feel like a poser. I'm not going to lie to you. What should I do? Should I go?
Okay, the answer is yes, you should go.
Definitely go.
And we could feed two birds with one seed here by, I could just not give you a chug mug. You could still come and meet me and hang out again this Saturday, noon to 2, 1 Powell Street here in the city, brand new flagship AT&T store, grand opening party. I'm going to be out there hosting it. And I said, I'm going to bring a bunch of chug mugs to give away. If you've never won one during our What the Bleep game, just come meet me and I'll happily give you a chug mug. But I would love to meet you. And if you don't want to feel like you've cheated the system and gotten your chug mug the cheap way, you could still come say hi, and then I'll just be like, do you want a chug mug? And I'm like, no, you don't get one.
Yeah, that's on you. You don't want one? Yeah. Fine.
Right. But still, come say hi.
Yeah. Everyone, please. Still have some fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Aiden.
Aiden. Hi, Aiden. Make sure your radio is turned all the way down, please. Jess is telling me that there's some more people in the car. Who do we have?
Yes, Allie and Cass. Aiden. My daughter and my son and me.
Aiden, Allie, and Cass. I love it. All right, let's see if you guys can get these tickets for Teddy Swims. Here's how this works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You guys just got to get 3 correct. And if you can do that, you're checking out Teddy Swims at Chase Center. Sound good?
Woo-hoo!
All right, here we go. Question number 1. With an estimated population of around 23 million people, Cairo is the biggest city on what entire continent?
Cairo?
Yes.
Africa?
Yep. Lots of question marks on the end of that answer. Come on, you knew that one. All right, question number...
I know, we did.
Yeah, question number 2. A scurry is a term used to describe a group of what type of animal? A scurry.
What is it, a squirrel? No, a scurry. Did you say a squirrel? Okay, we'll go with squirrel then.
Yep.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a squirrel, mainly because it's Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
It's Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
Yeah, it's Squirrel Week this week. If you didn't have it already on your calendars, it is Squirrel Week. Nice job.
Question number 3. What actress plays the role of Eleven on Stranger Things?
Oh, we don't watch this. I have no idea. Sydney Sweeney.
It's not bad, I guess. Why not throw that out there?
No, great guess. But no, Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh.
All right. It's okay. You guys can miss one. You just got to get this last question to win those tickets to see Teddy Swims. Question number 4. If someone asks for your John Hancock, what are they asking you for? Careful.
Signature.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
Congratulations, you guys. Yeah. You're going to be checking out Teddy Swims at Chase Center. Woo-woo!
Yeah!
All right, guys.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Great work. Hang on there so we can get some more info from you. Graham, do we got some birthday shout-outs?
You know we do. A lot of DMs here. First one. Hi, Graham. First time mommy.
Oh, mommy.
Sliding into your DMs. I'd like to wish my husband, Chris, a very happy 41st birthday. We appreciate everything you do for us and so lucky to have you to another year of laughs, love, and golf. Oh, nice. Mm. Love, Mom, Camille, and Gabriel. Yes, happy, happy 41st birthday to Chris.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Hi, Graham. If possible, could you send a shout-out to my close friend who passed on Tuesday morning? He was a great dude and was a nursing assistant at a high school in Richmond. He loved Muay Thai, and we trained at Chayo Muay Thai Academy in Richmond. Still feels like he's with us because he was only 39 years young and supported everyone. His name, Gregory Olano, and that is from JR. Oh, my God. So sorry for your loss. But, yeah, thoughts with Gregory's family. Do I play Who Gives a Fart?
No, let's just maybe skip that one.
Yeah, I'll do this on the next one. All right, good morning, JV Show. Hoping you can wish my son Lucas an amazing and happy 8th birthday. Lucas, you are loving, curious, smart, and funny, and we love you more than you'll ever know. Happy birthday. Love, Mommy.
I'm a Mommy.
Poppy, Maya, and Ellie. Yes, happy, happy birthday to Lucas. Hope you have a
happy
great
birthday.
Day.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Morning, Graham. Just want to see if you give a happy 18th birthday shout-out to Sophia Nutella Monster from me and Mom and sister Rosalinda, Aliana, Mia, and Ariberto. We love you lots. Welcome to adulthood. Rent's due on the 1st of the month. P.S. Sir Ham a lot loves you too. Yes, happy 18th birthday to the Nutella Monster.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Mom in your DMs. Wanted to ask if you could please give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Sophia Maldonado. Happy 11th birthday, Sophia. Thank you for being the sweet, smart, caring, and silly girl you are. Have the best day at school today from Mommy.
I'm a Mommy.
Daddy and sisters Maya, Victoria, and Elizabeth, we love you so much. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Can you please give a birthday shout out to my baby girl, Alejandra? She's turning double digits today, 10 years old. Ale, Mommy.
I'm a Mommy.
Poppy and Carlos, love you so much. You bring the fun and positive energy wherever you go. We love you so much. Thank you so much. And that is from Nellie from Nellie's Bridal Boutique in South City.
Nice.
Yes, happy birthday, Alejandra.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here. Daughter in my DMs, Uh-oh. Actually, my daughter, you guys, my daughter Quinn, she has been bugging me for weeks to give a shout out. She wants me to shout out Gizzy and Goober. They are the pets of Miss Alexander, who works at her school, and apparently they're big listeners of the show. So shout out to Gizzy and Goober, because again, my daughter Quinn will not stop asking me, Dad, you didn't give a shout out to Gizzy and Goober this morning. I'm sorry. There's a lot of shout outs, but Gizzy and
That's
Goober.
That's hilarious.
A shout out, I assume, I don't know what kind of pets they are, but Gizzy and Goober.
You don't even know what they are?
No, I don't, but I love the names. Gizzy and Goober, so shout out to both of you.
Who gives a fart?
Speaking of pets, I have a pet update of my own to share. That's going to be 8:05.
Oh boy.
This morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show, Graham, Chidi, and Selena. Happy Monday and happy 420 and happy Squirrel Week. Have a great week and everyone be safe. Have a great day.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you
appreciate
so much.
You. Yeah, a couple big things
Graham,
today.
Selena, yeah. That's me and
Chidi.
Then
Chidi, shout out to Chidi. Nice. And then, yes, of course, if you missed it,
that's
it is
it.
JV Show.
It's Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
What's going on all week long? A lot of squirrel related festivities on the JV Show.
Right now, it's time for
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Justin Bieber at Coachella. All right, so Coachella is a wrap. Bieber's second performance, again, highly anticipated. And the one thing we were talking about last week is, what is Justin going to do? Because he can't do the same thing, just sit and browse YouTube, like, again.
Right.
And, oh, my God, he went all out this past weekend. I almost feel bad for the people who went to weekend one, because that was, like, the boring performance. Like, it was cool to still see him there, like, in person, but... You know, it wasn't a full-on spectacle
weekend,
like this
weekend
one.
Weekend, too, he became the king of Coachella.
Yes, Saturday night, Bieber performed. He brought out SZA, Sexy Red, Big Sean. In the moment that everybody is talking about, he serenaded Billie Eilish during One Less Lonely Girl, and she was losing it. It was such a cool moment because, if you don't know, Billie is literally the biggest Belieber. Like, when she was younger... her entire room covered in Justin Bieber posters. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, that was her thing. She was Justin Bieber's number one fan. So it was a really, like, sweet full circle moment to have him bring her back up on stage.
And Haley was the one, like, encouraging it, too. That's I don't even know so if it was, cute. Like, super, super planned for her to go up there. But that was such a cute moment.
Yeah, Billie Eilish legitimately looked like she was freaking out.
She was a fan. Yeah, and you don't expect that from someone who's as big as Billie Eilish.
Right.
I thought it was really cool. Ice Spice got into a McFight. Again, that's a fight in McDonald's. Did you guys happen to see the video?
Yep.
Wait. We're just gonna brush right past Justin Bieber's performance, not go to the prediction journal to see what we had talked about.
Did we predict?
Because we were like, he can't do the same show again, or will he? What did we predict, Jess?
So, Selena, you said that it was still gonna be the same, still stripped down.
Okay.
Graham, you said similar to the first one, but streamlined, closer to the same.
Okay.
And I said full out, but I also said full out and full on choreography. So I also was still kind of wrong.
But you were the closest.
The closest, yeah.
Yeah.
But he did look like, I don't know, he still did play some YouTube clips, some viral video clips and stuff up on the screen. So he like did still have some, but it definitely was not what that first weekend was.
And I'd be mad if I bought those weekend one tickets.
Yeah. If I'm being honest, I think this is going to change a lot of what people do moving forward because people are going to want to go weekend two now. Because it wasn't just Justin Bieber that brought out a lot more people. Zara Larsson came out as a special guest for somebody else. Olivia Rodrigo came out for somebody else. Madonna came out.
Jess cannot wait to drop that line. She's obsessed with Zara Larsson. And she wants to prove to us. So she made a prediction that Zara Larsson is going to be like the it girl and have the song in the summer. And so anytime that she can like drop in, Zara Larsson
does this. Yeah, and what is Zara Larsson?
And she wants to prove that so bad.
Yeah, and by the way, she's going to be dropping something on May 1st, so who knows? Maybe my prediction's going to come true.
Yeah, we'll see.
She's going to hype this thing to no end.
Ice Spice got slapped by a fan in McDonald's. This happened at a McDonald's in Hollywood. This was early Wednesday morning. Ice was sitting in a booth with a friend, and they were, like, tucked away in a corner. If you haven't seen the video, it's on our Instagram story. But Ice Spice has her hoodie on, like, the hood over her head. Her back is towards the rest of the restaurant. Like, clearly, she's trying to be low-key, doesn't want to be noticed. She's got no security with her. And then a random woman comes up, starts talking to Ice Spice and her friend. She tries to sit with them. Ice, kind of annoyed, like motions for her to leave. And then she hits Ice Spice, slaps her in the face. Ooh. They're now fighting. Some guys come over. They try to break it up. They throw the girl outside. Now Ice Spice, though, she wants to fight. So she goes outside. They're fighting. It spills out into the street. It is chaos. Ice's attorney said that she will be pressing charges. Ice Spice also broke her silence Friday night on X, where she responded to the video. She said, this wouldn't happen at Wendy's. And you just checked her Instagram, Jess. She posted the video.
Her TikTok, yeah.
Or TikTok.
She posted that with the same caption, this wouldn't happen at Wendy's, and it says paid partnership. So she's getting her money out of it.
So apparently the reason why she was there in Hollywood, and maybe that this is why it says paid partnership, she was there shooting a commercial for Wendy's. That's why she was there. And if you if you go back... Yeah, if you go back and listen to the audio, she even name drops. She like says Wendy's in the video. This is going to be an out there theory.
Okay.
Was this the commercial?
Oh.
And what if it was like, what if this was staged?
No. Wait. Possible,
but would they have done it in a McDonald's?
Well, yeah, they would have if they were going to say this wouldn't happen at Wendy's.
Right. That's why I'm thinking that.
I mean, definitely creates some buzz, but would you have violence in an ad?
True.
I don't think you would.
So. And then,
I don't think if you're a Wendy's, that really aligns with your brand.
And then if this isn't staged and this isn't the commercial and she really was there to do a Wendy's commercial because she has some sort of partnership with them, are you mad this video comes out and here's the face of your campaign eating at McDonald's?
Yes.
I'd be annoyed.
And shouldn't she be fired from that?
But I think that's the damage control. Like, oh, look, she went to McDonald's and then look what happened.
Right.
And then that's why she had to, there's your damage control really quick to post. They're like, oh, my God, you got to post something about this wouldn't have happened at Wendy's. I'm sure the Wendy's team of writers had to write that really quick. Post this. Please post this.
I don't know. The whole thing seems a little off.
I watched that video.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. Like, what is happening?
All right. Graham, what do you have?
All right, a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of northern Japan earlier this morning. A tsunami warning was issued. It looks like there were some small tsunami waves that arrived in some places, but luckily nothing serious. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center later said that the tsunami threat has now passed, so we're in the clear there. But we do have to talk about what experts are saying this means for the chances of a mega quake. There is currently now a mega quake, by the way. I think they categorize as anything above an 8.0 magnitude quake. And again, this was a 7.4. That's a very big earthquake.
Whoa.
But again, it was offshore. And I haven't gotten any reports of any major damage or injuries or anything like that. So let's hope it stays that way. But they're saying there's now a 1% chance of a mega quake striking sometime in the next week or so because of this earthquake. Normal times, there's only a 0.1% chance of a mega quake, but now we're all the way up to 1%. So this could be, as we've talked about with other earthquakes and the ones that happen here in the Bay Area, a lot of times the aftershocks of an earthquake are smaller, but sometimes there are like the foreshocks, the this is leading up to a larger earthquake. So this 7.4, we hope that's not true, could be the precursor to a much larger earthquake,
oh,
an 8.0 or higher magnitude earthquake. And we know, I think it's been 15 years roughly since they had a magnitude 9 earthquake. That's the one that caused the tsunami and over 22,000 people died and stuff. Very, very scary. Yes. I can't even imagine how powerful a magnitude 9.0 earthquake would be. That's insane. So anyways, let's hope we don't have a mega quake coming.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey guys, so I was listening about the Ice Spice situation, and the girl that slapped Ice Spice actually made a video and was totally not saying what actually happened. She was pretty much trying to give her side of the story. But, yeah, I don't think it was staged. I think that was real. All right, have a good day. Happy Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Monday. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I did say the possibility of that being the Wendy's commercial she was shooting. It was an out there theory, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention. But yeah, I did see that the girl who slapped Ice Spice, she did like a little interview with TM. I don't know if it was an interview. Maybe she just posted this video. I don't know. But she was saying that she first went up to Ice and she was like, you know, showering her with like compliments or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when she had, and Ice Spice was like hella rude. And when she had slapped her, it's because Ice called her the B word or something like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't you wish there was some audio on that video? I'd love to hear what was.
There is
audio.
Can you hear it, though?
It's hard to hear. I didn't hear Ice Spice throw the B word out, but still, this is. I feel bad for Spice because she was just like sitting there, like in the corner with her hood on. Like, you, random person, went out of your way, wasn't even in the restaurant, not even eating. Like, you went out of your way into the restaurant to go bother her.
Okay, but we've told Chapel Roan time and time again, like, sorry, this comes with the territory of being famous. People are going to approach you.
I feel like it's different when you're walking out on the street, you're walking by. This is, Ice Spice is sitting down eating a meal.
Yeah.
It's not like she's at some, you know.
It doesn't matter where you're at. Like, this is like your private time. Like, you are like sitting down eating somewhere.
Even then, like,
it's still different.
Yeah, even then, if someone is going to come up to her, like, obviously, you would expect that they do it respectfully and, like, whether they want a picture or whatever it is to just talk to her. But,
like, the girl who approached her, she was rude from the front, like, trying to, like, telling her friend to move over so she can sit with them. Like, I don't know. I didn't like any of it. I didn't like it.
Got it.
My opinion matters here. Jess, you're going to be somewhere really cool this weekend.
Yes, this Friday, join me at Fairyland in Oakland. That's going to be my first time being there, actually, and I'm super excited because this is going to be their first adults-only event of the year that they're doing. And Friday, 6 to 10, be there. Because it's going to be Alice in Wonderland themed.
I think that's so cute.
I know. I'm so excited.
Are you dressing up as Alice?
Costumes are encouraged, but I wouldn't look very good as Alice, to be honest.
I feel like you need to dress up. I mean,
I think I should dress up.
That's a must for you.
Right. And for you listening. Well, it's not a must. You don't have to. But
it's really just a must for Jess.
For me,
Jess, you have to dress up.
Yeah, so if you want to see, I guess, what I end up coming up with, then show up this Friday, fairyland.org, if you want to get your tickets. But also 8:20 until Thursday, we're going to be hooking you up with those tickets right here on the JV Show.
So that is coming up. All right, guys, I have a bit of a pet update. If anybody did miss one day last week, I talked about how my daughter's hamster, Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
Sadly and tragically passed away.
His flame burned out way too soon.
And what we think is some type of freak accident. Yeah,
left.
I can't even explain what happened. Like, it's just it's a mystery at this point. Nobody really knows. Still waiting on toxicology report.
Is it because hamsters don't have a very good track record in your household?
But this, it's not like anything.
Jelly Bean died too young.
Obviously happened. Yeah. Like, we don't know. We just came home one night.
Yeah, the year of neglect finally away. It wasn't, took its
we
toll.
Don't neglect our pets. Stop with that rumor.
You just poke them with a lip liner once.
Yeah. To make sure.
Go back and podcast the show. What day was that this went that down? Because was that was your, like, I don't even. You didn't even want to touch your pet. You had to get a lip liner pen out and poke them with it.
I don't want to touch a pet, a dead anything. Anyways. So it was a really sad night in our household.
R.I.P.
We lost Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
Well, on to the next.
No.
Well, we told you how devastated my daughter was, right?
Yeah.
Like the tears.
Yeah, that's a normal response to having a pet. Yeah,
and so the next day, me and my husband had a discussion. And he wanted to surprise her with something to kind of make her happier. Not a hamster because you know, those just, they die too easily, apparently.
Their flames burn out rather quickly.
Their flames burn out too quickly.
You and got a cat.
He wanted, hell no.
Wow.
Check out my cat. No. And so he wanted to surprise her with something else. And so we go to the pet store, and guys, there was only one of these that were left. Like, clearly it was fate. This little creature was made for us.
Oh my God, I'm have scared. So much anxiety right now.
Yes. Why?
Just because I just feel bad for whatever this thing is that you're about to tell us that you've got.
Why?
Just because I just like.
You try to make me out to be this like unfit pet parent.
Well, we haven't heard great stories about you and your daughter.
Huh?
We haven't heard great stories about you and your dog.
Like what?
Like you not wanting to pick it up.
Or ever walk
that never
it,
happened.
Or
that's something
it.
That you made not, up. You know. I don't walk it. Never. I don't walk myself. So.
And just like, you know, the past record, you know, Nibbles, RIP to that one. And
Nibbles died of natural causes. Nibbles lived his full life.
But then you sent him down the trash chute in your apartment
no,
building.
No, that was Hammy.
Okay. Well, you're just proving my. Okay, go on. Sorry. Back to you
so
guys.
We go
you're at
to
the pet store.
And there's this little creature there that was like we fell in love with.
Okay.
So we took it home.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
It's a guinea pig.
Oh.
And there's cute. They look just like hamsters, so but they're like bigger. They're just like bigger hamsters, and they are so cute. They live longer. Okay. They're bigger, so they're not going to get. So they're not going to get like.
Anymore.
So they're not going to. Graham, stop. So they're not. It's not going to like get lost like under our fridge if it escapes or anything like that because they're bigger, so they can't. So we're like, this is perfect. So we take it home. My daughter is ecstatic, so happy.
Okay.
Right. And then we're doing research.
Don't tell me.
What?
It died already?
No.
It escaped. It's still alive.
It ran away.
No. Upon doing research on guinea pigs.
Okay. Yeah?
They thrive in pairs. So we had to go back to the pet store.
Oh, my God.
You didn't.
We got another guinea pig.
Oh, no.
So that they could be friends.
This is sad.
Well, because if not,
I thought they only had one left. Now you had to go.
Well, we had to wait
one.
For the next shipment,
the
and
next
then they
of...
actually came in the very next day, and so we went over the weekends and we got a second one because these little guys, they can get depressed, like actually depressed, if it's just one of them.
Oh yeah, my sister had one also named Nibbles, and that thing, I just felt so bad for it.
So we got her a little friend. So now we're the proud parents of two little guinea piggies.
Okay,
are their names?
Well, I don't think my daughter's named them yet. She said she has to do more research online for cute names.
So you just have two nameless guinea pigs
right
roaming
now,
around your house
right
now?
Right now, yeah.
And do you have like a nice little setup for them, a mansion? A little guinea pig.
Yeah,
mansion.
What kind of enclosure? Because now you got two. You know, they need probably a bigger space
right.
to roam.
Yeah,
and
well, right now we just got the guinea pig starter kit that was at Petco.
Okay.
But when they grow, we're going to have to expand them into a bigger habitat.
Right.
Yeah, are you going to make like a spot in the yard that they can run and
like a catio
around in the lawn?
I don't know. Do they do that? Yeah. I've never had a guinea pig before. Do they like run?
Well, I'm assuming they like
ours
to
ours like stays still.
Their
they, just,
legs.
They literally just like,
are
sit
they
there.
Dead?
No. Oh.
They just sit there the whole time?
Yeah, they just go with their little like,
they're already depressed.
They're depressed already.
Stop. You're going to have to get a third one.
That.
You have to get a third
one. Oh,
my one.
God. That's a good idea.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I can't love. When do we start the guinea pig death
Stop.
Pool for cotton ball and whiskers?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV. So I want to wish my friend Camilla a birthday. And I will see her at school. And
it's her birthday, and happy birthday to my friend Camilla. Bye.
Bye. Have a fun day.
Aww. Bye. Yes.
That
and happy
so
birthday
you.
There.
Who gives a fuck?
A great point. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. So the topic about guinea pigs, I don't know if you've seen the TikTok of this lady, she got a guinea pig, and the store told her it was two males, but it was actually female and male, so she ended up with, like, five baby guinea pigs. So I'd be careful if I were you, Selena.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, but do you want to be running a full-on guinea pig farm where they're just breeding and you just every day you just have more and more of them?
No.
Well, did you check to see what you're getting from the store?
Yeah, we got two females.
Allegedly.
Unless one is a male.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, they have different parts, right?
Yeah, but they could have just been tucked back in there. I don't know. You know, to stay warm.
The source said they're females. I hope not. But I'm here for some little baby guinea pigs. That'd be so cute. They could be a JV show pet. We've been meaning to get a pet in here.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
No, you have. But the rest of us are like, no, we don't need one.
Graham, something else that we were talking about last week.
Uh-huh.
And Jess and I, we were kind of on you about mm-hmm. wanting an update pretty late into the week. And you're like, check back with me on Monday. Well, I'm looking at the calendar. Today is Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever change your phone's wallpaper / lock screen to a picture of your wife? Wow.
Not yet.
You had plenty of time to look through her picture.
At this point, it's not even an excuse. Like, you had the entire weekend. You had last week. And your excuse was she's out of town, didn't want to deal with it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, it was like a busy weekend. You know, we had a softball game and then...
You could literally do it now in 5 seconds.
On Saturday
night. And
then
we could just be done talking about this.
Yesterday, then we had a Little League game. And that was late last night. I was just running around like constantly. And like, hey, ain't nobody got time for that. So...
But...
No, I haven't changed that yet. I put it on my to-do list. It's right there on the top of my to-do list. Also, with
so
watching...
It will happen.
Wow.
This
Squid
week.
Game.
Yeah, if you're not going to do it, just say no, you're not going to do it, and we can just drop it.
I gotta watch the first season of Squid Game.
Stop.
And then also change my lock screen.
Well, there's two other seasons of Squid Game, so you might
does
have to watch
Does your wife care?
Three.
Like, does she care?
No.
So there's not really any like pressure urgency for you to change it. So if you're not going to do it, just say that, and we don't have to bring it up.
I mean, I will do it at some point.
So you
maybe
will
when
do
I
it.
Get like a new phone. You know, I've had
oh,
this one for a few years
happen.
Now.
Right.
Might be time for an upgrade.
Okay.
All right.
What do you have?
I want to talk about something that this Chinese car company is doing. Again, this is they've just filed for a patent. We talked last week about how Porsche had filed for a patent, some new technology. They don't have it yet, or they haven't implemented it yet, where the car, when you change the car into sport mode, racing stripes appear on the paint job on the outside. And we discussed whether or not we thought that was cool. Kind of an unnecessary flex. But what about this voice-activated transformation that could happen in your car, again, according to this patent that's filed, where under the passenger seat, a toilet emerges, and then you can go to the bathroom on a long road trip.
How does this work?
Well, again, it's just a patent for this, but in the design that I saw, it shows sort of a toilet seat that can extend forward from under part of the car seat. And then I guess there's some sort of tank that stores everything. It says it would have a rotating heat element to evaporate the number ones and dry out the number twos. And then there's a separate exhaust fan that would take care of any odors. So that way you could go number one or number two while driving. You guys here for this on a long road trip?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but haven't you ever been like, man, I don't want to stop. I'm in the middle of nowhere, and there's only this one gross truck stop, and I don't feel safe pulling over there, and the bathroom's going to be terrible. Wouldn't you just rather go in the comfort of the inside of your own car?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. I feel like the whatever,
it's
you
not,
know.
It's not ideal, but there's been some times where it's like
mm-hmm.
the long drive, and you've been drinking or whatever. It's like you need to go, but there's traffic, and there's mm-hmm. you're not going to get to the bathroom.
You might want to fix the messaging there. Long drive and you've been drinking fluids, not alcohol.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I made it sound like you.
Yeah.
Long drive, I'm on my 16th beer and I really got to go. Just like drinking sodas or Gatorades.
Or,
right?
or yes. sometimes drinking, but I'm not the one driving.
Right.
But
not, that's illegal in California.
To not be driving after drinking?
Well, you can't be actively drinking inside of a car.
No, I mean,
container.
But like I've been drinking and whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah, but there's a lot of traffic and the bathroom's not for like far away or you don't know where the heck you are, but you know there's a bathroom maybe like an hour up there. I don't know. I think this would come in handy in case of emergency.
So you would just go even though there's passengers in the car?
I mean, obviously it depends who.
Yeah, I think this is a better technology used when you're riding in the car solo, right?
Right, if it's like a kid in the back, who cares? Like, you know? Not in like an Uber, and I'm with an Uber pool and a bunch of strangers.
Right. Every guy can relate to the long road trip story, and then you're like, oh, do I look for an empty soda bottle around here or something? I mean, for a number one, sign me
guys
up.
Guys do it all the time. A number two ain't doing that.
Yeah, the number two only because of, like, how does the wipe and drive work?
You right. know what I mean?
I can understand the...
I also don't like the exhaust part of it. So all the stink is just coming out of your car as you're going down 80.
As long as it's not in your car.
But then all the cars behind you are like,
And then we also know that guys sometimes, you know, they're not the cleanest when it comes to going to the restroom. So is there going to be splatters?
Easy. Ew. Easy. This is a family show.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be less because you're going to be seated. You can't be standing up suddenly when you're going to be using this toilet as a guy while you're driving. You're going to be seated. So I think that eliminates most of the issue that you're talking about there. And Selena, look, my parents lived on a boat for a long time and they had I guess it was like a composting toilet is what you would call it. And it had a exhaust fan thing built into it that ran all the time. And there was absolutely no smell from it.
But so, they just kept them there?
It works. What do you mean?
Like you just keep all the...
Yeah, these
everything
are
everything there until you clean it out.
These are a thing, and then it has a system that dries it out and kind of compacts it and stuff. Anyways, but yeah, there's no stink when you're in the bathroom, even when you're in there like really giving it hell.
That's
there's no smell at all. So that this system could work.
I'm so grossed out.
Where you could go in the car and there would be no stink. Ooh, so that add that to the pros side of the pros and cons list there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Monday. Happy 420.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Again, the celebrations at Hippie Hill canceled.
Yeah.
Once again.
But everyone's still going to go,
right? Everyone's still going to go. Yep.
See you out there.
Yeah. Right. All right, Jess, what do you have?
I have a very important question because after seeing this being discussed online, I might agree with it. First, Graham.
Okay.
Do you like it when your wife does a slick back hairdo?
She doesn't do a slick back hairdo.
And by slick back, do you know like the slick back bun? Do you know what that is? Or what it looks like, sort of?
Help a dude out?
So I guess picture a lot of gel and then basically both sides of your hair are just slicked back and it's slicked back into a bun. I don't know if that helps.
Like gel down, flat.
Very, very smooth hair.
Kate does not do that.
Okay. Would you not like it if she did?
She would look gorgeous regardless of any way that she wanted to wear her hair. I've just never seen it, so couldn't tell you. I mean, I've never seen it on her, but I know what you're talking about.
Because apparently men hate the slick back hairdos.
We do.
On us ladies. And one guy said that it's the equivalent of like a buzz cut on like a guy. Because in the sense that it doesn't look good on everyone. Because not everybody has the head shape for it. He said 9 out of 10 will literally just look like an egg. And I think agree because I'm thinking about myself. I look horrible in a slick back bun. Like I like seeing it on other people because it looks so like clean girl aesthetic and so put together. But I try it and I look funny.
So turning it back over to Graham, because this is about guys not liking the slick back. Look, so what is it about it that you don't like?
Well, let me put it this way. I don't necessarily dislike the style. It's just, like Jess said, not everyone can pull it off.
Yeah.
It's so the same thing with like the very short. We saw Katy Perry try the very short haircut. Halle Berry did it. She looked fantastic. Katy Perry did it.
Okay. Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
It didn't work.
So it's not so much like the buzz cut, because like that wouldn't look good on anybody. Like we just don't like that style.
The buzz cut looks good on some people.
If you have like a nice sharp jawline,
right?
Like, you know, if you
doesn't look great on other features. People.
For me, just not a fan. But you're saying that the slick back could work on some people.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
But you just have to know.
Right.
See, and I think Ruben
would agree with that.
Yeah, Ruben would prefer my hair down or in a different type of bun other than the slick back. He's not a fan of the slick back.
Interesting.
So
do you often ask your men what kind of hairstyle there's? Because my wife will come to me and say, oh, what do you want to, should I do curls, you know, tonight? Some big loose curls, or should I do that? I couldn't give a fart. I just felt like she looks great either way. Like, I just don't have a strong opinion either way. Like, whoa, no. What? You're thinking of doing that? That would be, like, I don't care.
You know what's funny is Ruben will say, like, oh, yeah, I like when you do your hair, like, straight like this. And he'll point at my hair, and I'm like, but I did, like, it's straight, but with waves. Like, it's like a loose curl. And he'll be like, no, yeah, I like it like this. But he'll say, like, I like it when you do it straight like this.
Thing.
And I'm like, okay, sure. Like, I think I get where you're coming from, but it's not, you're not getting the right term.
Selena, does AJ have a hairstyle preference on you?
I don't think so. And I don't really go to him and ask how I should have my hair either. I just do it and he just compliments anything. But I get what your wife is trying to do, because whatever you pick, that's what she's going to do. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make her feel better. Like, you like that look on her.
Got it.
If that makes any sense.
Okay, so I should pick a. I should pick one.
Just pick one. Just pick anything.
But I don't want her to feel like then that's what she's not my preference is because I don't have a preference.
I don't think she's going to take it like that. But that whole night, she's going to, you know, walk with an extra pep in her step, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ask her if she likes your haircut?
No.
I think you should so she can say no and maybe you'd get a new different one.
I can't. You guys,
you
I
should
can't.
Grow it.
Doesn't she like kind of like give hints about doing a different style every
she
once in
said
a while?
That she likes it when my hair is like grown out that's a little longer. She has said that. She has said that. She's made that hint. I had a long talk at my last haircut. I can't remember if we talked about this. Like I had a long talk with my hairstylist. I was like, talk to me about like what we could do here. Because I have a cowlick right in the very front of my head. And it makes other hairstyles impossible. You can't do them. We sat there and my hair was pretty grown out long and I was like, what about this? You comb it over here and do this. And it doesn't matter what you do, the front part sticks straight up. So I just can't like do, you know, guys look great with like these different haircuts and it's tied aside and then combed over, you know, like a comb with like
a
part
and stuff.
I mean,
you can still do what you have, but just longer.
Yeah, but you can't do, I'm telling you, even if it's long, it does not cooperate. My hair does not cooperate. I have a cowlick dead in the middle of my forehead and well, slightly offset, but right in the front. And it screws everything up. So that's you just funny. Have to embrace what I got because
that's
what it
why
wants to do.
It sticks up right there.
That's
right.
What it wants to do.
Interesting.
Maybe someday when I'm old and my hairline's receding back and past that cowlick spot or something, then I'll be, then I can do something different.
Okay, grow it out and perm it. And then you'll lose that cowlick.
Great idea.
What did we decide? Slick back hairdos, yes or no?
I think there could be a time and a place for them if you can do it.
I think there's people that can pull them off and there's people that can't pull them off.
Okay, so just know for us.
Know for us.
Everyone else, yeah. You're good. All right.
Slick, you do the slick back sometimes, right? Or is it
But that's a slick back pony, right?
Yeah, I don't do it too often because I don't like the way it looks on me.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Every once in a while, maybe. But yeah, not a huge, huge fan.
Got it.
We do have to get to today's Hottest Trending, which is coming up next. Apparently, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds planning on fleeing the United States. I'll give you those details coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We were just talking about, do men hate like the slick back buns?
Hairdo.
Some people are calling it, you know, the equivalent of how women feel about buzz cuts, which is not great.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo. Okay, so question. What about slick back bun but with edges? Is that okay? Because that's usually my go-to. And I thought about putting the edges because I have a monstrous forehead. And when you have a slick back, your forehead looks twice as big. But it keeps my hair out of my face. And I'm a busy mom and a wife and I work and I just need it out of my face.
Yeah, I mean, if it works for you, it works. It works for you. I mean, hopefully you love the look on you and that's all that really matters. Edges do help.
Yeah.
I think.
What the hell are edges?
Edges?
If you don't know, then you can't afford them.
That's fine by me. Well said, but.
That doesn't really apply here.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's just like your baby hairs.
Yeah.
And so you like line them across the front?
No, you kind of
you just lay them and.
Lay them down on the side.
Yeah, just kind of make them fall however you want.
I'm lost or whatever.
But she made a good point about the forehead thing. Because I think I have a pretty biggish forehead and I don't like emphasizing that by slicking my hair back.
Good morning, JV Show. In regards to the conversation about females with their slick back hairdo and the buns, me personally, I totally love it. My wife is in law enforcement, so this is kind of a requirement for them when they're out in the field. They don't want to have their hair down, but she does let her hair down, you know, on her days off or when we go out. And either way, it's beautiful. I totally agree with what Graham said. If she likes it, she's comfortable, then awesome.
Love it.
Yep.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds considering moving out of the U.S. According to sources, the upcoming trial is really just taking a toll on them and their family. One source said that Blake she's just tired, like so tired. Like you talk to her and it's like she's not even there at times. It's even affected Ryan Reynolds. Like they, as a couple, they're just not as playful as they used to be. They used to be super social and they would like host dinner parties and get togethers. And it's just not in them anymore to do that. They're always so preoccupied with the case, and they are just super stressed out. That in combination with Blake not getting Hollywood offers like she used to because she burned so many bridges that they just want to get away. So they've been discussing relocating to the UK. And if not fully, because they do have kids and they're worrying about their social lives and school and all that, at least splitting the time between here and the UK, something like that, more of like a halfway type of situation.
I mean, she burned bridges, but also she probably preemptively burned bridges. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, well, I don't want to do a project with her if this is the way that she acts, or that, you know, I may face a lawsuit at the end of this or whatever. Like, people may just not want to get involved with her at all.
She's kind of being shunned in a way. People don't want to work with her.
Yeah. Oof. I wonder if she regrets going through with all of this.
She's not acting like it. She's like, excited to appear in court and give her side of everything. By the way, Ryan Reynolds was on the Today Show yesterday. They aired this interview with him where he spoke about the legal battle for the first time in months. They asked him how his family was handling all the stuff. And he said, you know, it's crazy because you really see the illusion behind so much of everything, the digital life versus real life, like what you see off of the internet. He said, I've never in my life been more proud of my wife. People have no idea what is really going on. And that, and you give her props for handling everything with integrity. I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what's going on. I don't know.
Right.
I've read a lot of these reports, but we'll see. Yeah. That trial kicks off May 18th. Ooh. Graham, what do you have?
All right, I have an update on that baby sea lion that was found just wandering the streets of San Francisco last week. Turns out he was not out there living his best life like we hoped, you know, just doing some sightseeing in the city or meeting some of his buddies at the bar for a couple beers. He was actually severely malnourished. They're calling him Irving because they found him near 48th and Irving Streets, estimated to be 10 months old. Only weighed about half of his expected weight, which right now he weighs 40 pounds. So they expect that he'd weigh more like 80 pounds or more. They said he's too young to be out on his own, even though they said he had a fake ID saying he was much older, but nobody was believing it because he was so small. They say sea lions typically stay with their mothers for the entire first year of their life. So they took him to the Marine Mammal Center. Great people that work there. They're working on nursing him back to health. They say right now he's being tube-fed fish smoothies to help recover his weight and get him better hydration. We will be adding that to the JV Show Chug Wheel.
No, we won't.
This week, fish smoothies will be the featured item on this week. I just got to get the JV Show a blender. But once I do, we can make all kinds of fish smoothies and other concoctions. JV Show Chug Wheel, we play that 8:20 on Fridays if you'd like to tune in. Anyways, but he's being rehabilitated. They hope they'll be able to move him and transition him to eating whole fish and then interacting with other sea lions and stuff. And then I think the goal, obviously, to return him to the wild at some point. But Irving, right now, he's doing okay and he's being monitored and cared for. And like I said, he's probably having a great time drinking fish smoothies. That sounds pretty fun, right? And being pampered at the spa.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Aww.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is for Graham. I think you need to make some friends outside your little group there because you don't know what edges are. You don't know that you could actually train your cowlick. It's going to take some time, but you could train it. So get yourself out there. Put a little diversity in your life, a little seasoning. Add that seasoning to you. Have a good day, you guys.
Wait, you can train?
You can train your cowlick.
To go a different way. You knew this, Jess? Man.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
That doesn't sound like anything that I'm interested in doing.
Graham, start training it.
Does me not knowing about female haircut styles signal that I have a lack of diversity in my life? I would argue I don't, but, you know, that's you know, anybody could say whatever they want there. But I don't talk to women about the names of different hairstyles. Am I in the minority on this one? You ladies, you guys know about the female haircuts. Do you expect most guys know the name of every female hairstyle?
No. I also don't expect you to. Yeah.
Well, why do you say it like that?
If that helps.
Because there's a lot of, like,
things that I don't give a fart about
that you don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it tracks. I'm not, like, upset that you don't know. Yeah. I mean, and that's why you have us.
Got it.
You know, to tell you about these things.
Just like if you're talking about something about cars, we're probably going to be like, huh?
Right.
You should get some more diversity in your life.
Right?
Yeah. Want to talk about our photos from home?
Sure.
Let's do it. They're posted now. JV Morning Show on our Instagram. You guys, Took my daughter Kinsa dress shopping over the weekend. And this was like all we did all weekend. We went to so many different stores, so much driving around.
Was it stressful?
Yes, because she is being so picky. Like, we still have not found the dress. She has another appointment today. More appointments on Thursday. Like, I am so done with this. But anyways, so we took my mom with us. This is my kids and then my mom over the weekend. We went to San Jose. Quick selfie break.
That's a great picture of everybody. Am I allowed to ask what a Kinsa dress is going to set you back on the old credit card?
Ooh.
Are they like crazy? Is it like shopping for a wedding dress? Like, I don't know. I mean, they look very elaborate, so
the
I can only imagine that.
The cheapest one uh-huh. that we tried on was $1,800.
You're kidding. I thought you were going to say like $300 or something.
No.
$1,800?
The cheapest one.
Oh. You should DIY it. Make it yourself.
Can you hire Jess to start making one?
Yeah.
Get a sewing machine.
I have a lot of time.
Wow.
Right.
All right. Mine's a picture of my wife, Kate, and I. We had a sort of a date night out, although we were with a bunch of friends. Went to dinner and a concert in Marin. And so we had a very rare kid-free night out. And you guys, the amount of tequila shots, holy Lord. I was struggling all day yesterday and probably a little bit today as well.
In this
picture,
but
we had a great time.
Were you already drunk? Because I feel like you can hide when you've had a lot of drinks. Like, you can hide it pretty well.
Yeah, you're good at that.
This is only one spicy marg in at this point. This tequila shots had not started flowing. Oh, okay. But I did do a good job of holding it together until we had a long Uber or Lyft ride that night. Like, you know, like a 40-minute ride or something. Uh-huh. And I, partway through that, I was like, is it hot in here? I think I'm starting to sweat a little bit. You know, when you start feeling just like, I've been in the car. How long have we been in this car? Feels like I've been in here for like an hour.
And Kate looks nice.
Yeah.
As well.
Love it. Love it. Mine stayed in for the night. This was Saturday night, I want to say. And enjoy some Bonterra Ranch wine.
Oh, look at that.
I popped the bottle open. So thank you, Graham, because that was one of the bottles that you gave your buddies here on the JV show.
Nice. Good stuff. Yeah, and my wife works for that.
Yeah.
Brand.
So good. This was the pineapple key lime. Recommend.
So good.
10 out of 10.
Nice.
And then that's Ruben trying to give me some light because it was really dark in there. So. That's his phone right there.
Oh, he's your mobile ring light.
Yeah, I was hoping that you wouldn't be able to see his.
Did you have to share the wine with anybody or did you get to drink the whole bottle?
No, I shared it with him.
I hate sharing it. It's so good, and like it's not enough for the both of us. Sorry,
right.
Get your own.
All right, well, I'll restock you. I'll Kate send some
thank
more.
Thank you.
Or maybe bigger bottles.
I'll put that in the
mega
suggestion
bottles.
Box. Yeah, mega bottles.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.